Several Questions with Nate Chappell, Finn Hammond, and Johnny Fisher.
So the way the Several Questions work is that basically we found a machine in the woods called the Questionator 5000 that was apparently engineered to generate infinite, very silly questions. And Johnny, Finn, and I have, I would say, bravely dedicated our lives to answering them all one by one by one. Okay, is that succinct enough for you impatient motherfuckers? Sorry to start the podcast with such language. I really apologize, yeah. But I think we can get past this. I just thought I'd...
Hey, guys, what Nate's trying to say, I'm the good cop here, is that I feel like he put that as succinctly as possible.
Do you think?
Like, and it's a pretty simple idea.
When real cops do the good cop, bad cop thing, do they announce, do they say, I'm the good cop here?
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, it's in their uniform, or they, it's, yeah.
They have like a rainbow colored uniform, and the other guy is wearing like a Grim Reaper robe. I would say the Grim Reaper is the ultimate bad cop. I'll say it.
Alright, no, that's fair.
Okay.
And then who's the best cop?
Jesus.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Finn, how about you? Do you want to answer the first question?
Yeah.
Alright, let me push these buttons.
What keyboard shortcut would you like to have in real life?
This is easy. Command Z.
Mm-hmm. Undo.
Command Z.
Undo.
Undo.
Do you think you'd be? Do you think you'd get it? Would you would use it too much?
Yeah. If it was like a movie, if there was a movie about me called Command Z, it would be like a parable. I would definitely learn something from doing it way too much. I'd like erase my family or something like that, you know.
Oh no.
And sure, there is something to, I'm already writing a movie right now, there is something to like, yeah, so you, there is something to learning from your mistakes, right? Let's get down to it, right?
Couldn't you learn from your mistakes by doing it and then undoing it, be like, oh, I don't want to do that, kind of like you do in a video game, let's say, like when you start the level over or get to, you know, repeat a level. You do learn from your mistakes that way. But is it just that you wouldn't get enough negative consequence?
Yeah, maybe like failure, there's true growth in failure that's beyond just like what you're trying to achieve. But I guess if you can just redo everything, then it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, this is hard for me to relate to, honestly, because I've never failed before.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what could possibly be gained. I succeed all the time, and it's great. Like, every time, it's great.
Every action, every individual action that you make, you are like, I'm really glad I did that. And I'm,
Well, I nailed that. I don't even think about it, honestly, at this point.
Yeah. Nailed it. It's like
automatic. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fine.
I would say that's a good one. I would say Command F would be great. I think I would really like Command F to be able to find anything in the real world, you know?
That's a pretty good one.
Like that, I often think that. I feel like the Command Z I would just abuse. It would ruin my life. I don't think I'd be able to stop redoing things. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Be stuck in one continuous
loop. I wouldn't be able to. So, like, that would definitely be, that's the maybe the obvious good choice, but I just don't think I'd be able to do it.
Do you age as everything kind of stays in place?
Oh, man. I don't think so. I think you.
Johnny, you're our.
Back to.
Thought experiment, man.
Yeah, you're the guy that makes the rules.
You're the make the rules. The
rule maker.
So, the question Johnny was rule if maker. You would age.
Yeah, if you Command Z everything, do you age normally as everything else kind of stays static?
Yeah, that's the way I would see it.
Yeah. What a price.
I wouldn't want that. Then I'd be a pretty old baby.
That's right. You would. You'd still be in diapers and you'd be 40. Uh-huh. That's funny.
No thanks.
Anyway.
Yeah, that would be different than normal. What about you, John? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking like the copy would be good, but you need pace then at that point, you know? Like...
Right, you need two shortcuts.
Yeah, so it's like, but man, it's cool if you could just copy stuff. Just like, yeah. What's that?
If they counted as one, how would that manifest in reality?
then that would be all. You could like, you could copy food and then just paste it, and then you just have endless food. That would be amazing. Somehow capture copy energy, just paste that everywhere.
Yeah,
endless energy. Yeah,
that's true. So you'd have, you'd have to spend all your time doing the keyboard shortcut.
I mean, but you could hire people to
True. Green jobs.
Yeah.
Green energy jobs. That's green energy. That's part of the New Deal.
Copy and paste. Johnny. But I mean, just you as long as you don't abuse it.
Yeah, don't.
If you copy and paste too much stuff, then there's not enough room for all that stuff. Let's face
Could you clone yourself? You could copy and paste yourself, and then it'd be multiple use.
I feel like, but then would they all have the ability to copy and paste also?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Dangerous. Oh, my God.
The world is going to be overrun by Johnnies.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be punching each other all the time. That's all they do.
There's not going to be any rocks left.
Holding all side parts of society.
They're actually each holding part of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rocks, I mean. Okay, next question is for me.
What's the best highlighter color?
Best highlighter color. I guess, I don't know. I'm tempted say yellow. There's more than three.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to say the yellow classic one because it stands out. But I think actually I like the I like the blue. I think I like the blue the best. The blue highlighter, it's like calming, but it definitely stands out.
If you got some black ink under there, definitely it pops pretty good with it.
Sometimes I feel like the yellow is a little too alarmist. Like,
orange
relax.
I like orange.
Orange is okay, but it makes me think
like second best to yellow.
Of the orange flavor, which I'm not cool. Like, it makes me feel like an orange starburst.
You always want to sniff it.
Orange, I do.
Not orangey.
Not orangey enough, anyway.
Do you guys, I feel like if you get something good on a paper, it's written in blue. Like if you write a paper and you get it back with blue highlighter, it's, not like, oh man. It's like, they must have liked this. Right off the bat, who knows if that's actually
true.
What do you think would be the best tasting one?
Maybe the blue.
Maybe the red. Seems like strawberry, going back to starbursts.
The green one.
Pink.
I feel like the green one's going to be mint. I don't want it to be mint.
Okay.
For some reason, highlighters don't seem like they're going to have like a sour apple. It strikes me like
you don't think so? Or a lime?
Maybe a lime, I guess. If it was lime, it'd be great, but the disappointment would be so great if I expected it to be lime and it was mint. Oof. Word. No thanks.
No, okay. Thank you.
I think we nailed that one. All right, John, you're up.
If you could get 5 extra years of life, but it meant you would be completely forgotten after you were dead, would you?
I mean, no.
This is a terrible question because it's really good. It's a really good one. This might be my favorite question.
The only reason why I'd say no mainly is because like those 5 extra years is like, what if you already live really long? Those 5 extra years might really suck because you're just bones are super brittle.
If it's between 85 and 90.
Yeah. What if you lived to 100 and you're like 100, fuck, 5 more years? You're like, the world's just deteriorating at that point.
Right.
You know,
or you're like a robot, a slave to a robot.
Mm-hmm. And what if technology at that point had gotten really advanced and healthcare was great, and for some reason people are living 120, and then there's 5 extra years on top of that
that you got to pay for, and you've only saved up enough robot dollars to live to 120, and then after that you're screwed. You're out on the street. You're out on the robot street.
Robot street.
Yeah, I think everything's just going to be named robot whatever. Yeah, that's the best I can do right now. We're recording a little earlier than normal. Go ahead.
I just like when I thought about it originally, I was thinking like, I don't know. I'm guessing I've always imagined I'm going to die at 60. Don't hold me to that. But I feel like I was thinking like, if I was 60 and I can live to be 65.
Yeah, then it might be worth it.
Then it might be worth it. But then you go, what's the true meaning of your life? Is it the mark that you leave, or is it the experience that you have? Mm-hmm. And that's really what this question is about.
Mm-hmm. I would say, from that lens, I would take it. But this, I'm terrified of death. And I don't believe I'll be around after that. So I don't really care if anybody remembers or not. Like, in fact, like, why? You know what I mean? It would be nice. Then they could, like, come up with my jokes again. You know what I mean? I've got a lot of jokes that are ruined because I've already made them.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. They'll already be able to do that kind of by adding robot to the beginning of each joke.
They got, yeah, they'll have to learn that all over again. So they'll be able
to do that. That'll give it a new life. Yeah, I think that'd be fine with me. I really don't want... I see what you're saying, but I guess maybe I'm assuming the spirit of the question does not... Like, it probably doesn't. I don't think the questionnaire is trying to give us a monkey's paw situation.
I'm going to write an essay. I'm going to give it to the questionnaire. Hopefully I'll get...
You're going to write an essay? Like what? About what? Like, what do you mean? Like a test? Why are you writing an essay? Who asked
you? the questionator. I'm writing a dissertation on this question. And I'm going to give it to the robot. And he's going to send it back with blue highlighter.
Oh, here it goes. Oh, God.
Every single word's going to get blue highlighted. Good work. A plus.
The robot is already taking over. It's happening right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be.
This is like the future from robot hell. You know what I mean? See, that joke is new again. Hell. The whatever from hell joke is new again because I said robot.
You got it? All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Next question here goes to Findo.
If you had to put 30 gas station air fresheners in your car, what scent would you choose?
Oh my God.
These are of similar importance, I feel like. It's about the same depth as the last question. This is a good 1-2 punch.
What are the pine?
There's like pine, there's maybe linen, there's maybe.
So many.
Strawberry. Gooseberry. Yeah,
strawberry.
Goose poop.
You ever take a Glade
popcorn?
Plug in popcorn. butter beans.
That'd be cool. Butters. Butter popcorn would be pretty good, actually. You'd smell like a movie theater all the time.
All the time. I guess that'd be pretty exciting. It looks like, it feels like you're about to go into a movie.
You could play, have an MP3 or something that was like popcorn sound, of corn popping. Do you think you could have a bunch of Mike and Ike's?
Oh, yeah.
And like Raisinets or Glossettes, as they're called in Canada.
So a movie lobby themed car interior.
Pimp my ride. Let's bring it back.
Put a little laptop computer in there with some.
I would say a projector.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if it was 30 of them?
Little screen.
30 of them? If you ever like put a Glade, have you ever smelled like a Glade plug-in just right up close?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the time.
I like that smell. Okay. I know it's not good. Like, I don't enjoy it. I wouldn't want my car to smell like that. But it is like kind of like smelling gasoline, you know? Whoa, that's a lot of chemicals.
So it would be like that. I just like whatever... It probably would be really unpleasant to be in my car no matter what. So, I mean, I don't want to be lazy and say it doesn't matter. So I will say buttered popcorn or like apple pie or whatever.
Oh,
but
nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a horrific experience. Yeah.
So what would you choose, John?
Vanilla. Just some plain, simple. So it's not like overwhelming.
In the middle of the summer, though, it's like hot vanilla. I would choose unscented.
Oh, what?
All right, let's go on to the next question. And the next question is for me.
What is your favorite preparation of egg?
Hmm. I think I know this. Let me think. Actually, I feel like I have a lot that I like for different uses, but probably my most reliable is... Oof. I guess over easy with toast. If I have toast, then over easy. If I don't have toast, then like busted and fried. I also love omelets, but like...
Oh, quiche.
Quiche is fine, but I feel like it's a little overrated.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I feel like it's... I don't know. The crust makes my mouth feel weird.
Okay.
I'm not sure what... I probably have some medical issue, like some allergy that I'm not addressing, but just... It messes with me mouth.
Messes with me mouth.
It blisters.
I feel like they taste old really fast too. They feel old. I like eggs to feel new.
You gotta eat them right away.
To feel like fresh. Like if they're not fresh, they weird me out. Like there's like a chicken, you know, like butt. Old. I just put my mouth on a chicken's butt.
Yeah.
You know, like when you make scrambled eggs and then you don't get to eat them right away because you have a couple kids asking you for things over and over again. One of them can't even talk yet. So you're like, have to take a minute to be like, whoa, how is this kid talking? And then you realize he's not. And then by the time you get to eating your eggs, it's like, I don't know. The outside is like, it's harder than it should be.
Yeah, sure. It's gross.
Gnarly.
It's oxidized or something.
Yeah, so I also like good low-cooked, slow-cooked scrambled eggs with some cheese. I'll take that, too. That reminds me of a cheese omelet, basically. So,
hey, have you guys ever had just eggs?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's okay. It's like that liquid fake egg stuff.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Maybe I probably have. I bet they have. I bet that's what you get at McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's probably not far off, but I really like it a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like it more than eggs, I think.
Why? Is it liquid? So they have to be scrambled.
Yeah.
They have to be scrambled, right?
Yeah, they can't be like sunny side up. That'd be interesting though. Imagine like a synthesized sunny side up egg made out of like tofu or whatever.
It would have like gelatin in it. It probably couldn't have gelatin if you were trying to make a vegan thing.
Right. So some sort of substitute for that. That'd be so, you could probably just microwave it and then put it on.
It'd be like bread. A gusher kind of.
Tofu gusher.
Tofu gusher. Oh, gross. Oh, do you guys want some toast? Some tofu gushers and toast?
I hate sleeping over at this kid's house. It's so weird.
Tofu gushers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you guys? What's your best
egg? Oh, man. Prep? So I don't get it too often. Actually, it almost never. It's more nostalgic when I get it. But some poached egg over toast. A little soft, but still runny. Yum. Mash it up and then chop up your toast. Delicious.
Chop up your toast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you put it over the toast and you mash it all up and then you chop it into little bits.
Do you mean like blend it?
Yeah, with your fork.
He's got a little hand blender.
Yes, my favorite preparation is blended egg. Thank you. Egg shakes. Yeah. Gross.
Oh, I got the egg shakes one time. You know, when I didn't have eggs for a few weeks. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, then I had the milkshakes another time.
No. Oh. Right. Yeah, you didn't get any milk.
No, I just had I just drank some milkshakes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That was another.
That's all I was saying. Entirely. It was an unrelated thought. Sorry, it was just the shakes made me think of it. Okay, Finn, did you say your favorite? Oh, you like just eggs. That's your answer.
That's my answer, yeah. I don't know. Your favorite. Right. I think I've learned a lot from Nate, from your wife, about eggs. Every time I go visit, I learn a little more about eggs. Over medium? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can order that at a restaurant and they'll do it. Uh-huh. They'll know what you're talking about.
Over
medium. Those aren't just
actually,
words.
That is them. Over easy. That is what I often say. Oh, no, I don't. I say over easy, but I mean sunny side up. But if you order sunny side up in a restaurant, often it will be disgusting. Like gross. Like more like runny side up. You know what I mean? Like right. The top of the eggs is still like snotty. Ugh.
What the hell?
I ordered a sunny side up eggs at some diner in Indiana. And it was like half water. I don't know what happened. It was really gross, though. It was like undercooked and water. I think they must have done it like a basting thing, but didn't quite finish the job and then just dumped it all on a plate. It was weird.
Oh.
Microwaved it.
Just water. You know how there's like omelet Denver style?
That's Indiana style.
That's Indiana style. Sunny side up. That's called the Indiana Sun.
The Indiana Sun. Good morning, everyone. Well, that's all the questions for today. Now, get out there, ask some questions, and keep asking until you get the answer you want. And of course, tune in next time to hear us once again answer several questions.
Thank you for listening to Several Questions, a production of Wolf Out Radio. Click on the link in the show notes for more Wolf Out shows.